Today FM's Dermot and Dave.
Well, it's a very modern, topical and real story. There is a goat. He's on the run in County Mayo.
She
is on the run in County Mayo. The locals have named the renegade goat as Houdini. To tell us more about it, Emma Semple from the Furry Friends Animal Rescue and Sanctuary is on the line. Hello, Emma.
Hello there, hi.
Tell us about this renegade goat that is being spotted and then disappears into the shadows.
I know, it's very annoying. She was seen about 3.5 weeks ago. That's when she was first seen. We got a call out for her through the Mayo SPCA and we agreed to take her. She's been seen a few times and we are looking for public help to capture her so that we can bring her to sanctuary and get her safe.
So do you know where she escaped from? Does somebody said, my goat is missing, or is she part of a herd and somebody doesn't know?
No, we think she's been dumped. We're not sure.
Right.
She might have an owner, but if she does, then obviously we need to speak to that owner and talk to them about fencing their fields off. We do have another little goat in here called Buck that we're hoping to pair her with, and he was found in the same area and never claimed.
Okay.
So I don't know if it's related. Not sure.
I love the story because it reads like a graphic novel, or certainly that's how I see it in my head, because the sightings tend to happen down alleyways. For instance, she was spotted down a laneway close to the Super Value on Sunday morning, but managed to escape when people tried to
playground.
Get close.
She was near the playground. Near Super Value. And what she's doing is she's following people. She's very friendly. And when they don't have food, she wanders off and she disappears again. So what we're asking people to do, this is in Kiltimar. So what we're asking people to do is to just pop her into a secure garden or tether her. I'm only about 20 minutes away, so I can get in the car and come and get her. That's not a problem. It's just we need to actually secure her, because by the time I get there, she's gone again.
So here's my question to you, Emma. how does one capture, contain, or tether a goat?
Yeah, she's really friendly. So all they've got to do is put a rope on her, tether her to a fence post or something, and then I can come and get her.
All right. And so when she's escaping, the kind of, like, as Dermot described it, it kind of seemed like she didn't want to be captured.
Well, that was my question. How do we know she doesn't want
really
to be found?
Thin.
Maybe she's fighting crime.
The trouble is she's getting thinner by the day,
okay.
So that's why we need to get her, because, eventually everything's going to start failing, and there's no nutrients in the grass at the moment, so we really need to get her into rescue, get her back to condition, so we do need help from the public.
I do see a picture of her outside Burns Total Health Pharmacy in Kilchimat. Maybe she's just queuing up for her vaccine.
Maybe she's going to get some medication from there, I don't know, but,
maybe
you know.
Do you mean a vaccine?
Oh, nice. Come here, tell us a little bit about Furry Friends, because it sounds like a lovely place. You're an animal rescue and sanctuary. Where are you based?
So we're in Charlestown in Mayo. We're a non-destruct animal rescue, and we opened up about 2 years ago after moving over from Surrey in the UK.
Okay.
And what we'd like to do is get Houdini paired up with a gelded goat we've got here called Buck, and then get them into a home as a pair.
Well, that'd be nice in fairness, yeah.
Yeah.
Is a forever home together.
Is a non-destruct sanctuary, that mean you don't put animals to sleep?
Well, we do if there's a health issue that we can't fix and they're suffering, but we don't give them a certain amount of time and then euthanize. If they don't get a home, they stay here for life.
And tell us then what kind of animals you have there.
We have dogs, cats, goats, pigs, horses, ponies, donkeys, chicken, ducks, a goose, ferrets, rabbits, and turtles. At the moment.
Houdini will not be short of company if she goes
to
you,
no.
That's for sure.
She'll have lots to do, don't worry about that.
And I can picture your childhood. Am I right in thinking that at some point you had loads of, like, gerbils and guinea pigs and a cat and a dog as a child and you just loved animals?
You've met me before, haven't you?
I feel like I have.
Yeah, that's about right, actually. Yeah.
And did you grow up in an urban setting and you just love the animals? Or were you lucky enough to have space around you that you could maybe...
No, it was actually an end of terrace house. Drove my old neighbours mad. So we, as you can imagine, so we moved over to Mayo when we had the opportunity to expand the rescue.
That's brilliant. Well, yeah. Glad you're here.
Was it purely for business reasons that you wanted to set up over here, or you just found yourself falling in love with the country, or how did that work?
I'd actually never been to Ireland before. I took a chance and I just had a good feeling about it. And so I moved from the UK to Ireland and it's all worked out very well.
Oh, great. We're delighted. And thank you for coming over to save our creatures.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Well, Emma, best of luck getting your hands on Houdini. Hopefully the public in Kilchumau, as you said, will be able to tether Houdini safely until you go and pick her up and introduce her to Book. But best of luck with it all.
Thank you so much.
All right, Emma.
All right. Thank you.
Bye. Bye. Right, bye.
Bye. Bye.
Dermot and Dave. Listen live on air from 9 a.m. weekdays on Today FM.